Welcome to the Korea Herald's podcast. For those of you who are new to this voice, I am Junhee, and I will be joining the podcast crew starting today and making your Wednesdays a bit more enjoyable. And joining me today is...
Hi, this is Naomi.
From the copy editing desk. 네, 안녕하세요. 이번 주부터 코리아 헤럴드 팟캐스트를 새로 합류하게 된 박준희라고 합니다. 반갑습니다. So Naomi, how have you been? Are you enjoying the December mood?
Well, truthfully, it's been a bit stressful with this Omicron variant. So I have plans to travel back to my hometown, which is Hong Kong. But because of the variant, there has been a lot of changes with the restrictions. Travel restrictions. So they extended, for those traveling from South Korea, they extended the quarantine to 21 days. So it's not at home, it's at a designated hotels. So it was a bit of a stressful situation trying to rearrange everything. But yeah, so fingers crossed, hopefully. Everything will work out.
Okay, so I've prepared two articles today. One is about South Korea trying to push its plan with the vaccine pass and how oat milk is becoming an alternative to dairy. So let's dive into the first article. Could you please read us the first article?
Korea sticking to plan to expand vaccine pass to youths. Despite some hiccups, the Korean government will go forward with its plan to implement a vaccine pass system for teenagers aged 12 to 18 from February. The Korea Diseases Control and Prevention Agency said teenagers born between 2003 and 2009 will be allowed to go to private cram schools, cinemas, and PC rooms only when they are fully vaccinated from February. Authorities said teenagers who have the first shots now will be able to complete the vaccination before February 1st. Pfizer takes a total of 5 weeks from the first inoculation to be fully administered. An online petition uploaded to the Blue House website on November 26, calling for the government to not implement the vaccine pass system, has been supported by some 240,000 people as of Monday.
So the first article is Korea is going to stick to expanding the vaccine pass to youth. 기사 요약을 간단하게 해드리자면 이제 2월에 적용될 청소년 방역 패스에 대한 반대 여론이 확산이 되고 있고 그리고 국민청원이 23만 명의 동의를 받았다라는 기사입니다. 첫 번째 문단부터 보시면 Despite some hiccups, the Korean government will go forward with its plan to implement a vaccine pass system for teenagers aged 12 to 18 from February. 청소년 방역 패스를 둘러싼 논란이 확산하는 가운데 한국 정부는 2월부터 12세에서 18세 청소년들에게 적용될 백신 패스를 추진할 것이다 라고 해석할 수 있을 것 같습니다. 첫 번째 문장에 나온 해컵스는 보통 딸꾹질이라고 많이들 알고 있을 텐데요. 작은 실수 혹은 차질이 생겼을 때 사용하는 단어이기도 하고요. will go forward with go forward with something는 뭐뭐를 진행시키다라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. implement는 시행하다라고 알 수 있겠습니다. So the word hiccup is, you know, when we usually make that hiccup noise, mm-hmm. it's usually used like that. But then how could we interpret the word in this sentence?
So physically, you know, you can say I have the hiccups. But here it refers to any sort of temporary or small difficulties or mistakes, or you can use the word setback as well in this context.
네, 그리고 나오미가 말한 것처럼 hiccups는 딸꾹질 말고 실수라는 뜻도 있으니 꼭 알아두시길 바라겠습니다. 두 번째 문단으로 넘어가서는 The Korea Disease Control and Prevention Agency said teenagers born between 2003 and 2009 will be allowed to go to private cram schools, cinemas, and PC rooms only when they are fully vaccinated from February. 한국 질병청에 따르면 2003년에서 2009년 사이에 태어난 접종 완료된 청소년은 내년 2월부터 학원, 영화관, PC방 등의 시설을 이용할 수 있다라고 말하고 있습니다. Between 뭐뭐는 이제 뭐뭐 사이에, 중간에 라고 알아두시면 될 것 같고요. Private cram school은 학원으로 해석할 수 있겠고요. 그리고 fully vaccinated은 접종이 완료된 사람, 접종이 완료된 상태라고 이해하시면 될 것 같습니다. So when we usually talk about private cram schools, I think they translate into 학원 here in Korea. So we usually use the word private institute or institutions, but journalist, I guess, here wrote private cram school. So
I think this is also... I think this phenomenon is unique to Asia. You have it in Japan or Hong Kong or China. And the word, if you look at the word cram, it means to study intensively for a short period of time. And it's usually like right before an examination. And a lot of the hagwons here are very sort of exam oriented. So I think this actually is a good way to introduce what the concept of hagwon is to foreigners.
그리고 세 번째 문단으로 넘어가서는 authorities said teenagers who have the first shots now will be able to complete the vaccination before February 1st. 방역 당국은 백신 1차를 맞은 청소년들은 2월 1일 이전에 접종을 마칠 수 있을 것이다 라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. 두 번째 문장을 보시면 Pfizer takes a total of 5 weeks from the first inoculation to be fully administered. 화이자는 2차 접종까지 총 5주의 시간이 걸린다 라고 말하고 있습니다. 첫 문장에 나온 authorities는 당국이라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. 그리고 예를 들어서 뭐 보건 당국이라고 얘기를 하면 health authority라고 말할 수 있을 것이고요. administered은 투여하다라고 해석할 수 있을 것입니다. So when usually the word administer, you would think of administration or administration role, but how could we interpret the word here?
Well, here it just means to give or provide. So you could also say they administered a test or they carried out. So that's usually when you say vaccine or inoculation, you would use the word administer as the verb.
And there's the word first inoculation as well, but we can use the word inoculated as well, right? For administered? Or
Yes, right. You can say that.
An online petition uploaded to the Blue House website on November 26 calling for the government to not to implement the vaccine pass system has been supported by some 240,000 people as of Monday. 11월 26일 청와대 국민청원 게시판에 올라온 백신 패스 도입 반대를 요구하는 온라인 청원이 월요일 기준 24만 명의 동의를 얻었다라는 내용이고요. 여기서 나온 petition이라는 단어는 청원으로 해석할 수 있겠고요. To call for something, calling for something은 무엇을 요구하다라고 해석할 수 있겠습니다. So, what would be another word for to call for something in this case?
You could say to ask for or to demand the government to not implement blah blah blah. That would also be another way you could say calling for.
What about for petition?
To an online petition. So this is it's used as a noun here. And it's very specific because this petition means it's a formal request and it usually collects a lot of signatures. So it's a very specific thing, but I guess you could say an online appeal for a similar meaning, but yeah, I would stick to petition if you're referring to something that needs to collect a lot of signatures.
Okay, thank you. 그럼 나오미랑 같이 이 기사를 다시 읽어보도록 하겠습니다.
Korea sticking to plan to expand vaccine pass to youths. Despite some hiccups, the Korean government will go forward with its plan to implement a vaccine pass system for teenagers aged 12 to 18 from February. The Korea Diseases Control and Prevention Agency said teenagers born between 2003 and 2009 will be allowed to go to private cram schools, cinemas, and PC rooms only when they are fully vaccinated from February. Authorities said teenagers who have the first shots now will be able to complete the vaccination before February 1st. Pfizer takes a total of 5 weeks from the first inoculation to be fully administered. An online petition uploaded to the Blue House website on November 26, calling for the government to not implement the vaccine pass system, has been supported by some 240,000 people as of Monday.
So the second article is Got Oat Milk? New Dairy Alternative Takes Hold in Korea. 기사 요약을 해드리자면 비싸지는 원유 가격과 친환경 소비에 대한 욕구로 유제품의 새로운 대안으로 오트밀크가 떠오르고 있다라는 기사입니다. So Naomi, could you please read the article for us?
Got Oat Milk? New Dairy Alternative Takes Hold in Korea. Coffee chains, food companies, and the milk industry are seeing oat milk as a new alternative to dairy, as the industry tries to appeal to a growing number of health-conscious consumers and the budding vegan trend in South Korea. While oat milk is considered a common alternative to typical dairy milk in countries like the United States and Europe, the drink is relatively new here in Korea. In a country where some 75% of the population are lactose intolerant, milk producers, both small and large, are coming up with their own versions of the plant-based dairy alternative. Industry insiders predict the market for oat milk will expand further in the future, with more Korean consumers choosing to make value-conscious consumption and an overall drop in the population drinking dairy milk in the country.
네, 그러면 첫 번째 문단부터 함께 보겠습니다. Coffee chains, food companies, and the milk industry are seeing oat milk as a new alternative to dairy as the industry tries to appeal to a growing number of health-conscious consumers and the budding vegan trend in South Korea. 해석해드리자면 커피 체인점, 식품 회사와 우유 산업이 오트 밀크죠, 귀리 우유를 유제품의 새로운 대안으로 보고 있는 가운데 비건 트렌드와 건강을 의식하는 소비자들의 관심을 끌기 위해서는 업계에서는 귀리가 대세로 떠오르고 있다라는 내용입니다. Alternative는 뭐뭐의 대안이라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. Appeal to something, 뭐뭐의 호소하다라고 해석할 수 있겠고 budding은 떠오르는 이라고 해석할 수 있겠습니다. So usually the word appeal, we find it in the news because it's also used as a legal term.
Mm-hmm.
But how could we interpret the word appeal to in this phrase?
Here, it means that if something is attractive or is interesting to a certain group of people. So in this context, it means, you know, the industry is hoping that more people will drink oat milk.
그럼 두 번째 문단으로 넘어가겠습니다. While oat milk is considered a common alternative to typical dairy milk in countries like the United States and Europe, the drink is relatively new here in Korea. 미국이나 유럽 같은 국가에서 귀리 우유가 유제품 우유의 대안으로 여겨지고 있지만 한국에서는 비교적 새로운 음료이다라고 해석할 수 있겠습니다. 여기서 나오는 considered이라는 단어는 여겨지는이라고 해석할 수 있겠고요. Dairy는 유제품입니다.
So, you came from Hong Kong, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, is this kind of thing common there, or is milk your thing?
I would say dairy alternatives also have been appearing recently in the last few years. Probably a bit earlier than Korea. Because Hong Kong does have a substantial foreign expat population. But I would say people still typically prefer drinking milk. Yeah.
Have you ever tried oat milk? Because I haven't. I've never ever tried it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. I have a favorite brand, and it's also mentioned in this story in the article online, which you can go and read. It's by this Swedish brand called Oatly.
Oh.
That's O-A-T-L-Y. But IKEA carries it. So every time you go to IKEA, they sell that kind like cartons of, and it comes in the regular flavor, but it also comes in like the chocolate flavor, which just tastes really similar.
Oh, really?
To chocolate milk. And my friends here, they actually prefer buying, so Oatly, they have the regular version, but they also have a barista version. So if you like make your own coffee at home, people prefer using the barista Oatly version. Yeah.
So you go all the way to IKEA for oat milk?
Oh no, that's the first time I heard of it in Hong Kong, but you can generally get oat milk in supermarkets in Hong Kong, but it is like definitely more on the pricier side when it, you know, compared to regular milk.
Like this is really random, but when you go to like a coffee shop in Korea, do you usually like exchange milk when you order coffee? Because, you know, some people go for like other milks.
Me, not really, but I've been seeing it on menus. Like, I guess in the US, people, the first alternative is probably soy. They didn't really, and then it, you know, other alternatives came up, oat milk, almond milk. I here in Korea, I usually just order an iced Americano. Yeah, I don't really order a, you know, milk alternative.
No, I asked you because I don't drink coffee, so I was just curious.
Oh.
I can't drink coffee.
Are you allergic to caffeine or?
Like, my body just can't take it. I can't, yeah. Okay. 네, 다음 문단으로 넘어가겠습니다. In a country where some 75% of the population are lactose intolerant, milk producers, both small and large, are coming up with their own versions of the plant-based dairy alternative. 인구의 75%의 사람들이 유당을 소화하지 못하는 국가에서 크고 작은 우유 회사들은 유제품의 대체품을 자체 개발 중이다 라는 뜻이고요. 첫 줄에 나오는 lactose intolerant는 유당 불내증, 유당 소화를 못하는 사람들을 칭하는 단어고요. Come up with something, 무언가를 생각해내다, 떠올리다 라고 해석할 수 있겠습니다. So, we could use to suggest or think of an idea or a plan for come up with something, right? So the two are synonymous, right?
Come up with, you mean?
Yeah, to suggest or think of an idea or a plan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so come up with means that you could also suggest or but you could also use create or to make. Those are because you're creating something out of nothing. So.
As Christmas is like just around the corner, maybe we could say, I've come up with an amazing plan for Christmas.
Yeah, you could say that. Okay. Did you come up with an amazing plan for
Christmas? I think I'm going to spend Christmas with my family because of, you know, COVID. And like usually, I grew up in Jakarta, not in Seoul here. So usually we would go to like a hotel and have some fancy dinner and go shopping, but then, you know, COVID here and we can't travel, so I guess I'm going to spend some time at home with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any plans?
Well, if all goes to plan, I will be in quarantine.
Okay.
Hopefully not going crazy.
Okay. Good luck.
Thank you.
네 번째 문단으로 넘어가겠습니다. Industry insiders predict the market for oat milk will expand further in the future, with more Korean consumers choosing to make value-conscious consumption and an overall drop in the population drinking dairy milk in the country. 업계 관계자들은 귀리 우유 시장이 앞으로 커질 것이라고 예측하고 있다라는 말을 하고 있고요. 뒤에 나오는 이유를 보자면 가치 소비를 지향하는 한국 소비자들이 많아지고 유제품을 섭취하는 인구의 감소로 인해서 커질 것이다 라고 예측을 하는 문장입니다. Predict는 예측하다라는 뜻이고요. 여기서 나오는 value conscious consumption은 가치 소비라고 해석할 수 있겠습니다. So I think the term value conscious consumption is really like vastly spreading among the MZ generation here in South Korea, which means, if I'm not wrong, that consumers are paying more attention to deals and special offers based on their values, like product characteristics, for example. Is that so?
Yeah. So I just want to, you know, focus a little bit on the word conscious. So when used as a suffix, so when you add it to something, add it behind like a noun, for example, it means you're aware or you pay attention to a particular matter. So here it's saying these consumers are paying particular attention to different values, right? So, you know, consumers, these conscious consumers are buying based on, you know, social, environmental, or political values even. But, you know, if you want to say consumers are just focused on the price as a determining factor, then you could say they are price conscious consumers.
And as Naomi has just mentioned, and since the article mentioned it itself as well, the budding vegan trend here, and I'm actually witnessing a lot of people who are willing to pay more money or going for a brand or companies that are going green.
Mm-hmm.
And are you that kind of person?
I definitely am the kind of consumer who will be influenced if a brand has a story or a narrative. Or if, you know, they are making efforts to be carbon neutral. I definitely will. Many years ago when people will say like, hey, nobody's going to pay like an extra 20% more for vegetables just because they're organic. But I think, you know, in this certain climate, you will have an increasing number of people who are willing to pay more to be better to the planet.
I don't know if I can mention a particular brand. Can we?
I don't think it's problematic. The article also mentions.
Okay, so growing up, I used to wear Toms. Have you heard of the brand Toms?
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong, if you buy a shoe from that brand, I think the company donates or gives a pair of shoes to like the kids in Africa
or something like that.
So yeah, I wore a lot of Toms and yes, organic products because I don't know. If I just see the word organic, I feel like they're more like better for my skin or like healthier. So
you're definitely right. A lot of companies are, you know, making sure that what they do is sustainable. So like the brand you just mentioned, or for example, some other companies, they will make sure, you know, for every product that you buy or for every they'll have some, you know, sort of indicator, but they'll say for every blah, 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 they will plant a tree. So, or do something that will help offset their carbon footprint.
네, 그러면 나오미랑 같이 두 번째 기사도 다시 읽고 오도록 하겠습니다.
Got oat milk? New dairy alternative takes hold in Korea. Coffee chains, food companies, and the milk industry are seeing oat milk as a new alternative to dairy, as the industry tries to appeal to a growing number of health-conscious consumers and the budding vegan trend in South Korea. While oat milk is considered a common alternative to typical dairy milk in countries like the United States and Europe, the drink is relatively new here in Korea. In a country where some 75% of the population are lactose intolerant, milk producers, both small and large, are coming up with their own versions of the plant-based dairy alternative. Industry insiders predict the market for oat milk will expand further in the future, with more Korean consumers choosing to make value-conscious consumption and an overall drop in the population drinking dairy milk in the country.
Also, before ending today's episode, I have sad news here, as Naomi mentioned. She's going to be gone until February, if I'm not wrong. And so here's to wishing her a safe trip back to Hong Kong.
Thank you. That's if everything goes
well and planned
well over the next 2 weeks. I don't know. Don't be surprised if I suddenly reappear, but that means I wasn't able to go back.
Okay, so thank you for joining us today, and don't forget to stay safe amid COVID. I hope you guys have a wonderful December. Thank you.
Thank you. See you next time.